The National Indigenous Music Awards have joined many arts programs across the country in hosting their event online this year. The ceremony was streamed live across the country on Saturday night, celebrating the achievements of Indigenous musicians such as hip-hop artist Baker Boy, who took home three of the gongs on the night. A warning for First Nations listeners, this story does contain mention of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who have passed. Sophie Ellis brings us more about the awards.
The National Indigenous Music Awards were hosted online last Saturday night, with Yolngu rapper Baker Boy nabbing Artist of the Year for the second year running.
The NEMA Artist of the Year is... Baker Boy! Woo!
As well as the top prize, Baker Boy also won Song of the Year for his track Medigen, featuring Jess B.
You got two left feet, can't catch that beat, take a deep breath, cause I got this yo!
In addition to the night's awards, the late Ruby Hunter was inducted into the National Indigenous Awards Hall of Fame. Her contributions to the Australian music scene were commemorated in a musical tribute by her husband and fellow musician Archie Rose. The industry's Night of Nights was hosted virtually by Ben Gratz and Elaine Crombie and streamed live on multiple platforms, including NITV, Facebook and YouTube. Despite setbacks brought on by travel restrictions and social distancing measures, this year's event was a successful celebration of emerging Indigenous music. The NEMAs have been supporting Indigenous music for just over 15 years. I spoke with Patricia Ajay about the significance of the awards and how they continue to grow new talent.
Great. My name is Patricia Ajay, Head of First Nations Arts and Culture at the Australia Council for the Arts.
So why are events like the National Indigenous Music Awards important in fostering the Indigenous music scene in Australia?
I think the National Indigenous Music Awards are really important because they highlight, celebrate and really promote First Nations musicians and bands across Australia and sort of showcase, you know, what is the new talent coming through in the music scene and also recognising those senior artists who've been performing in the sector for decades.
How do these events encourage growth in the industry?
I think the NEMAs are really good at, you know, supporting new talent that's coming through in the music scene. And it's also a way, an opportunity for the public to really see the diverse range of artists that we have in our First Nations music industry.
How is the Arts Council specifically supporting Indigenous music in this really difficult time where musicians aren't able to be participating in the industry in the ways that they previously have been?
The Australia Council for the Arts at the moment has First Nations Contemporary Music Fund, which opened at the beginning of August and it's open till the 6th of October. And this is money that we received from the Federal Office for the Arts, and it's support First Nations musicians, bands and also music organisations to develop new albums, to present and perform works online, as well as supporting independent artists to, you know, really sort of develop their practice and create new works during this difficult time. So there are a number of opportunities that we have through our First Nations arts programs at Council.
So in addition to funding, how can Australians individually be supporting Indigenous music and the arts in this really difficult time? What's the best way that Australians can be supporting Indigenous music?
Yeah, I think because we're seeing a lot of independent artists struggling for income because obviously, you know, venues are closed. There are no festivals open at the moment. Touring is not an option. So the best way to support First Nations musicians is to buy their work online, either through sort of online streaming platforms like Spotify or, you know, downloading their music through paid options like iTunes online as well. This is probably the best way to support First Nations musicians, you know, buying old-fashioned CDs as well as another way to support artists. And if there are any sort of online performances where you can donate money to First Nations musicians, that's another opportunity to support them as well during this difficult time.